let me just ask you some few questions here about different kinds of bread. Did your mother used to make bread? What kind?
She used to make light bread. Salt rice and light bread. Mm-hmm. The best ever. But she's forgot how to... Oh, you say my mother.
Well, yeah, or your mother or your wife.
My wife did. Now, my mother, of course, you know, I don't... Well, my stepmother, she made bread, of course.
Well, what kind of bread did you
make? Well, she made biscuits and cornbread and had pancake. You know, people eat a lot of... We still eat a whole lot of buckwheat cakes.
Did you ever call them anything other than pancakes or buckwheat cakes?
Flapjacks.
Anything else?
I don't think so.
Would you ever call them flitters?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
The same thing?
Flitters.
Okay. Now, what other kinds of things were made with cornbread besides biscuits?
Mush.
Yeah. How?
Yeah.
What about in the baker? What did they used to make in the baker?
Cornbread. They made Dodgers of bread.
Uh-huh.
Called them Dodgers.
Uh-huh.
Corn Dodger.
All right. What about something a little bigger than a Dodger? Now, Dodger was like a kind of a lump.
Yeah.
And something bigger than that.
Pone.
Yeah. And then did your wife or does anyone, did your stepmother ever make any other kinds of, did they ever make a kind of cornbread and then wrap it up in cloth, in damp cloth and put it right in the... Down in the fire, down in the ashes?
No.
Not in the fire, but in the ashes. Or any a kind of bread that you could kind of like, almost like bread, you could eat it with a spoon?
No, I don't think so.
All right. And what did you call cornbread in large cakes?
Well, Dodger.
All right. And
pone, maybe.
Okay. And then, if you're talking about, we've been talking now about homemade bread. What about bread that you could that you'd get at the store?
Well, a loaf of bread.
All right. But this isn't homemade bread. It's.
Well, it's.
Something like
bakery.
Yeah, that's right. Sure.
Yeah.
Well, all right. And this has a hole in the middle.
Donut.
And does it have to have a hole in the middle to be a donut?
I think so.
Now, were they made with, what did they use? Did you ever watch your wife make donuts?
She never made it.
Uh-huh. Okay.
No.
What is that stuff? Now, you talk about salt rising bread, but there's some other stuff that makes bread rise.
No, soda, baking powder.
All right, this stuff comes in a little cake.
Oh, yeast, yeah.
And if you went to buy flour, you'd probably buy about 5.
We generally buy 25 pounds of flour.
All right. And then the center of the egg is called the...
Yolk.
And the color of the yolk.
Well, it's generally yellow, I guess.
All right. And if you take the eggs and you break them in the water, you'd call that a... In boiling water.
Oh, darned if I can take.
All right. What about eggs you just put in the water in the water for a couple of minutes?
Boiled.
Yeah.
Boiled eggs.
Well, but if they're broken open in there, then they'd be called.
Sorry, I can't think of that.
Either poached or poached. Some
poached eggs.
Yeah,
sure.
This is a kind of meat from a hog. From the, when a hog's slaughtered, you take that whole piece what do you make from that?
You mean the side?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that there, you can make bacon out of that side meat.
All right.
Yeah.
Now, do you always call it, what different parts of the side are there besides the bacon?
Well, there's a fat part, the sow belly, they call it, the fat part.
All right.
Cut that off, and then you, from the lean, part of it's lean, part of it's fat.
Mm-hmm. And then there's just the bacon and the Is there a piece between the bacon and the sow belly, or is that all there is?
No, I don't think they.
I was wondering about the expression middling.
Well, I don't. I've heard that expression too, middling meat, but mm-hmm. Now there's no middle piece. I don't think. You just cut that fat strip off.